Wordfest 2014, Comedy Night. I'm here with Dan, who's compared this evening. Dan, tell us about the great acts and the gig tonight.
It was lovely, because I did it last year. I was just one of the acts, and I was asked to MC it this year. And I thought I'd rather get mostly all different acts. But I thought James McDonald, who did it last year, he's just improved ridiculously in the last year. He's so amazing now, proper worthy headliner.
Yeah.
So I thought, well, I'd really love to bring him back as headliner. And he's just smashed it. Yeah, he's just a fantastic gig. And yeah, all the other acts, I just thought I'd like a nice mix of different styles of acts. So you've had Rebecca Turner on tonight, who's very avant-garde and it's very strange. You've had a couple of acts, like Katie Aidley, who's very joke-based. You've had like Catherine Heskey, who's very charming and very sweet and lovely, but she's got very sort of very nice, clinical, quick jokes as well. Jim Holland, who's like, he's actually in the process of working on his first full-hour show, and that's a really interesting process to see. So it's a slightly different style. And Melissa, who's great, who's like very deadpan and quiet, and then, not quiet, but she's more sort of like, she's not like, ah, hey, jokey, jokey. She's sort of much more deadpan. And then you've got Mike Cox, who is like, perhaps similar to me in a sense that it's like gag, gag, gag. But he's just a very good sort of mainstream comic, in the mainstream sense. Like, he's really, you could see him having an ITV show, if you see what I mean.
Yeah.
Whereas, you know, I just thought it's a nice mix, have a variety of different acts. They're all acts that are doing well at the moment in the Brighton scene. So if we take the night regular, we'll be mixing it up with some London acts coming in as well, because meeting more of them as I do a bit more in London. And so there's plenty of really good acts out there that are really good for a night like this. So, yeah.
Excellent. Well, thanks for coming back. I mean, where can people find out more about you? And
I'm putting together a website, but I haven't got it sorted yet. You can add me as Dan Fardell on Facebook, and I will accept you. D-A-N space F-A-R-D-E-L-L. I'm also Dan_Fardell on Twitter. I don't do much on there, but I will. Obviously, you can follow me. I can't do anything about it.
We'll respond.
So,
Excellent.
Fantastic. So, and I'm having a website soon, but far too late for this interview. I don't know what URL I'm going to get. Bye, Andy. And Andy's another of the great acts as well. He's very surreal, playful, fun, strange act. And he's also a local. So, yeah, that's another great act. So,
fantastic.
See you later. Cheers. So, yeah, it's been a lovely night. Really lovely audience. Really clearly up for it. And it's great because there is a regular night that runs in Crawley called Crawley Comedy Club, but it's much more sort of pro acts, and it's like £20 a ticket and stuff, and really good quality. But you have like three or four acts, but this is more like what we get a lot of in pubs in Brighton, like six or seven acts, and it's sort of more, you know, it might be a bit experimental some people, but it's a lovely vibe. It's a lovely chill.
People seem
vibe.
To be trying stuff out as well, which is always risky.
Yeah,
with a
some
small
of it.
Kind of.
And all some people seem to be trying out; they're just not very good.
Yeah.
But yeah, you never know what's going to happen, you know. And I threw a joke out, an old joke of mine that everyone used to love that I didn't like tonight, and it just got nothing. And it left me absolutely treading water. And it was fun, though, because a mate of mine rescued me with some terrible jokes that he wrote himself that make no sense, but they're hilarious. So, yeah.
Excellent.
So
cheers.
It's good. Yeah, cheers.
Thanks.
Nice one.
It's great to be back here. I mentioned, who was here last year for this very gig?
Yeah.
Oh, just a few. That's all right. So I can do the same old shit again. Brilliant.
Jim?
Yes, Jim Holland here. Hello.
Catherine, I'm caught up with two of the acts from tonight's Comedy Wordfest. Guys, how have you enjoyed tonight? Or not, as the case may be.
it's been a really lovely night. It's so nice to have such a like really involved audience. Everyone's really up for it. It's such a lovely atmosphere.
Yeah.
Really, really nice.
Yeah, it's been brilliant. I got to do 10 minutes and try out some stuff made in the show. I've learned one bit works, one bit doesn't. This is really good feedback. There's really lovely people here, and it's been really, really good fun, yeah.
So do you normally get this kind of up close and personal with an audience or...?
Not in Crawley. This is the first time I've been to Crawley, and it was really, really nice. A really lovely, welcoming crowd. It was nice, yeah. Really good room, really nice space, really close. It's good.
Very literate.
Yeah.
Very literate, word-friendly crowd, I think.
Sure.
They like your stuff about novels and things. And...
Yeah, which is nice.
No, the reason I asked it was because I went to see Susan Cowan recently. Did a warm-up thing at the Hawth for her Edinburgh show, and she was saying that she did a show a few years ago where she had literally backstage had to come out and kind of queue up for the toilet with the audience and absolutely hated the show, and it was just really awkward and kind of.
Yeah.
So I just wondered about kind of, you know, normally if you get to hide away and kind of, you know.
It's just been amazing for us, I think. We've got a load of stuff downstairs, our own room. We've got Umbongo. That was incredible.
That was,
that for
was
years.
Very special.
I didn't realise that you could still get that at all.
That's the levels it adds. Yeah. It's amazing.
We worried us slightly because we were worried, like, was the Umbongo, has it been there since like the 80s? So there was
it could well have been, actually.
Jim was very brave and did try it, so.
I couldn't pass up Umbongo. No way.
Yeah,
no, it's been great.
So you'll be up for coming back to Crawley at some point.
Absolutely,
definitely.
Absolutely. If it's a crowd like this, like, who wouldn't want to come and gig here? It's lovely.
Because WordFest, as you know, is very similar to the World Cup '94, which was an attempt to get football popular in America. This is an attempt to make language popular in Crawley. So just like they had David Beckham see out of the last days of his career at LA Galaxy, we've invited Stephen Fry to come and live in Gough's Manor. And we're hoping it's going to work out. It's looking pretty good.
I've caught up with James, who was our headline act tonight. James, you absolutely smashed it in there. Did you enjoy it?
Oh, I loved it. It was so much fun. I am covered in beer and cranberry juice and bits of paper, but it was a really good time. I had a lot of fun.
Yeah, so is this your first time headlining of the night? Or
It's my first time headlining Crawley. I've done a few similar slots in Brighton, but yeah, it's not done that many.
And you were here last year, so how's it compare?
I think people seem a lot more used to it this year, I think, maybe. But it was an awesome crowd last year, and even more awesomer, if that's a word, awesomer crowd
awesomer
this year
crowd.
Too. So it's good.
Yeah, excellent. So you got any gigs coming up?
I have a show in the Brighton Fringe on the 6th, 13th, 20th and 30th at the Blue Man on Queen's Road. And I'm just gigging around as well.
Where can people find you online?
I've got an artist's Facebook, James McDonald Comedy, and a similar YouTube thing, which is James McDonald YouTube something. I don't know. Put my name in YouTube and it seems to be there. I think there's a James McDonald who invented planes as well, but that isn't me.
Not so funny.
No. You're very good at doing planes, which is arguably more important.
Yeah, absolutely.
But yeah,
excellent. Cool. Thank you.
Thank you.